Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. And if you are listening to my disembodied voice on video right now, we're going to try and have it fixed by the next segment. I'm not home. I'm at Cannon Beach. And so we're doing the show remotely on this holiday weekend. This will be our last... Actually, no, we're up tomorrow as well. We're up New Year's Eve. But we will be off on Wednesday for New Year's Day. And we got a lot to talk about today, because today, not only will we be recapping the AEW pay-per-view from this past weekend, but tonight is the final Raw ever on the USA Network. And we're going to be talking about that here tonight. We've got six matches announced for the show. And I've already got kids running in. We got six matches announced for the show tonight, including CM Punk and Seth Rollins under one roof. I guess that's not a match, but that's something announced for the show. And by the end of the night, I was told, by the end of the night, we will know the status of next week's Raw on Netflix in terms of how long Raw is going to be. So that question will be answered by the time we do Wrestling Observer Radio tonight. So we're going to talk about that, plus the AEW pay-per-view World's End from this past weekend. Lots of stuff happened on the show. Great wrestling. And it was a show that I watched originally and didn't see two of the matches. But then later when I went back and watched those two matches, and they weren't even like the two best matches on the show, I thought, man, the show's even better than I thought it was. Anyway, Mike Sempervivi joins us after the break. We'll get my video up and more Wrestling Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live.
It's you.
I think I'm back now. There we go. Look at that. Uh-huh. Wow. Look at how nice that looks. Good God.
Is that an Airbnb?
No, it's the condo in Cannon Beach, for crying out loud.
Who decorated that?
Do you ever notice that, like, as soon as a show goes live, that's when every disaster has to hit all at the same time?
Oh, I know.
It's always like that. Holly rushed in as I'm trying to do the opening segment. I had everything set up, but no, there was an emergency. There's a Dog Man movie coming out or something. I had to be told about it. It'll run the air. And then no video. But you know what? We're here now, damn it. And so we got a lot to talk about here today. It is December 30th. We're going to be here tomorrow, but we will not be here on Wednesday, everybody, on New Year's Day. I think that's the plan. And I also will not be here Thursday because I'll be heading back home. But we got a lot to cover in the next couple of days, including the AEW pay-per-view this weekend. But I should note that tonight is the final ever Raw on the USA Network. And we've got CM Punk and Seth Rollins under one roof. We got the Women's Intercontinental Title semifinals, Dakota Kai and Zoe Stark. We got Io Sky and Lyra, also in a tournament semifinal. We got Chad Gable and Otis, R-Truth and Pete Dunne, and Damian Priest, Eric and Ivar, versus Finn Balor, JD, and Carlito. Mike, who do you predict will be the final two in the Intercontinental Title tournament? Dakota, Zoe, Io, and Lyra.
Io and Dakota. Drama being built up between the sisters in the damage control unit.
Well, may I go as far as to say that you're wrong?
Sure.
Okay, I think the finals are going to be Zoe versus Lyra.
They like Zoe and Lyra a lot.
Well, it's not just that, but like when I looked at the finals of the U.S. title tournament, it was Chelsea Green and Meechan out of all of those people in that tournament. So I think that the idea, at least at the beginning, is, well, it's a secondary title, so let's put it on. I don't want to say secondary talent, but I think that if you would say who are the primary stars of the Final Four and who are the secondary stars, You would say the primary stars are Dakota and Io, and the secondary stars are Zoe and Lyra. Therefore, I think those two are going to end up being the finals of this tournament.
They could use it, because personality-wise, they're not over to the level that the other stars are, and you're trying to build them up, and it's going to take some work, and it's going to take some time to drag that out of really both of them, because they both have a lot of talent inside the ring, especially Lyra. There's things she can do, I mean, exceptionally well, but the problem is personalities, they're not over, so to put this title on one of them or to have them feud with each other and with other people in their class, you know, it hopefully will be a benefit. And that's the reason that you're introducing these titles. So hopefully they actually put some thought into these things too.
So that is the lineup for the final Raw on the USA Network. And I was told that by the time we do Observer Radio tonight, which actually would be tomorrow, we are going to know the status of Raw in terms of how long it's going to be on Netflix. And obviously, we now know that SmackDown is 3 hours. And I think that Raw is likely going to be 3 hours, but I'm not going to say that 100% yet. We'll find out later. But the fact is, with Netflix, it doesn't matter. They could announce the show is 2 hours and go three. They could announce the show is 3 hours and go two. They could say it's a 2.5 hour. They can do whatever they want. It's on Netflix. But we will have more information later on tonight.
As well. Depends on how many ads they can get. And we already saw those layered into the NFL games on New Year's or on Christmas Day. But they don't have a ton of at least outside ones right now. We saw a lot of promos for their own shows. So it may just be as simple as, can you drag, you know, big name advertisers over that you would see on network TV to be a part of this streaming show? Yes, Raw has been incredibly successful in its run on cable television, but can you convince an advertiser who's not already linked in with WWE to come over and advertise on the show? It's going to be interesting to see if they can do that, and I'm sure that's probably going to have some impact on however long the show runs.
Well, it's not only that, but here's the deal. If they can go however long they want, well, the longer you go, the more ads you can sell. So if they can sell 3 hours worth of advertising, which we know they can because Raw was 3 hours until a couple of months ago, why would they willingly go 2 hours and cut out an hour of advertising? So my guess is it's going to be close to or around 3 hours every week. I think some weeks they might go shorter.
Well, how do you share that revenue, too, is another thing. You know, if you're having somebody that's already associated with WWE, say the vodka company, I forget what it was that Cody Rhodes, Wheatley, or whatever it was that he was linked into, you know, any new advertisers that come on board, you know, how is that going to be shared? Or is it going to be only Netflix because they're paying the $1 billion to WWE already? You know, is WWE going to want some of that because they're the product that people want to advertise on? So I'm sure there's going to be some I's to dot and T's to cross as you go along, too.
All right, so we're going to talk about the AW pay-per-view in a moment, but before we get to it, I got to make mention of Rampage, because we did the Brian and Vinny show on Saturday night recapping the AW show, and I mentioned to Vinny, hey, you didn't see Rampage. You know what they did on Rampage? You're not going to believe this. And so I explained what I wanted to talk about, and I didn't talk about something that happened afterwards. And I had a few people get on my case. I can't believe that Brian... Listen, here's the thing. I watched bits and pieces of Rampage, okay? I mostly watched Rampage because I wanted to see Nick versus Hook, which, if you didn't see that match, was actually like a really, really good match. And the crowd was like super hot for it. And, you know, it's not like the most marquee main event, but if you're talking about Final Rampage, final main event, is a pretty good main event. In fact, it was a great TV match, and I enjoyed it, and I was watching it, and it ended, and I looked up at the clock, and it was like, there's still time left on this show. I thought that was the main event. What's going on? So, there were two things that happened after the Nick Wayne Hook match, okay? One of them was an angle involving John Moxley, the Death Riders, and Darby, okay? And the other thing which I didn't talk a lot about, which apparently made people mad, is there was a big brawl at the end of the show, okay? Now, I watched the brawl, okay? It was fine. Like, everybody brawled, the Death Riders were there, a bunch of dudes ran out, they started destroying things, breaking stuff here, the plug got pulled, and that was the end of Rampage. So, I guess, like, if you're thinking, well, what was the end of Rampage? What was the final thing we saw in the final Rampage? They destroyed the show! Okay, well, that's cool, alright? But, like, I've seen a million brawls. It was cool, but it wasn't, like, something I need to talk about. It was just like they brawled and the show went off the air, okay? But this thing with Darby, okay? You know what they did? Did you see this?
No.
Okay. I'm going to explain this quickly because we don't have a lot of time. But I want you, as I explain this, I want you to remember that this took place on Rampage at the end of the show and was probably seen by, like, maybe 210,000 people, okay?
All right.
Darby is kidnapped in a stairwell, okay? He's like, tied up.
Of course.
And he's surrounded by Moxley and the Death Riders. And so they're beating him up and everything like that, and they throw him on the ground, and he's laying there. And Claudio goes, and he gets a chair, and he wraps a chair around Darby's neck, okay? And he's going to stomp and pilmanize Darby's neck. And I'm like, okay, who's going to run in? Maybe everyone will run in. We'll have a big brawl there. No. Claudio pilmanizes Darby's neck. Okay? Like, he's dead now. And then they pull the chair off Darby's head, and Moxley boots this guy, and Darby bumps all the way down a cement stairwell to the bottom. He's dead. And I watched this and I went, this was like the end of Rampage. Not Dynamite, okay? Not the pay-per-view. They put this on Rampage. Nobody saw this. So yes, I was astonished by that. Anyway, we could talk about this more after the break. Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. So, yes, I thought it was much more meaningful that that they killed Darby Allin absolutely deader than a doornail on a show that nobody watched than the wild brawl at the end. But anyway, let's talk about this pay-per-view. This was a great show, I thought. I thought a flat-out great show. Because I watched the show, and for multiple reasons, I actually had to leave during two of the matches. So I missed Hobbs and Takeshita, and I missed Mercedes and Statlander. And so I initially reviewed the show with Vinny without having seen those two matches. And so I thought, man, that show was great. Well, then I find out, after watching Mercedes and Statlander and Hobbs and Takeshita, that it actually was significantly better, because both of those matches I thought were excellent matches. Hobbs and Takeshita was like, I called it a sleeper hit. I don't even think most people even remember that match was on the show, but they were great. And then Mercedes and Statlander, it's like, you know, I don't want to say they had no heat, because there was some heat, but the first half of this match, they were just kind of, the crowd was there. They would pop for this, they would pop for that. But man, they got into the last 8 minutes or so of this match, and this place was going crazy. So it took Mercedes a little while to like get in the groove. You know, I did not think that she was great when she first showed up in AEW, but she's quite great at this point. She's had nothing but great matches, and that was another one. Anyway, for the tournament, we had Will Ospreay, Kyle Fletcher, which Will Ospreay won. It was probably one of the best openers you'll ever see on a pay-per-view. And I had predicted Kyle Fletcher going all the way to the finals. I still think they probably should have done Kyle Fletcher going to the finals for two reasons. Number one, just to elevate him a little further. And number two, this was the first ever Will Ospreay-Okada match in AEW. And, you know, if you didn't buy the pay-per-view, I mean, you didn't see it because they didn't advertise it, because all you knew was it was a tournament and it was possible. So if I had that match and it was my promotion, I mean, I'd build that thing up for a while and promote it like crazy, and that's your pay-per-view main event. Not a match that happened with basically 2 hours worth of build because of a tournament. But I can't complain that much, because the Will Ospreay-Okada match was one of the best matches in AEW history, and this one was one of the best openers that we've ever seen in AEW. Just a great match. Styles clash finish. Place was going crazy. This is awesome chance. I mean, just a fantastic match. Ospreay gets busted open. He's bleeding everywhere. And, man, I'll tell you, as soon as I saw him bleeding, I knew my prediction out the window. But then we had Okada and Ricochet. Continental Classic semifinal. This was Okada in second gear, which is better than Okada in first gear. But that's the best we got here. Ricochet as a heel is just a dream come true. It's just great. The people absolutely hate this guy. They had a very good match. I can't say it was like a great match, but it was very good. Okada hit him with the Rainmaker and pinned him. And then afterwards, Swerve came out. Nana had rolls of toilet paper that he gave to all the fans in the front row. They pelted this geek Ricochet with all of this toilet paper. He was seething. And I was howling. I loved it. Mariah May, Thunder Rosa, Tijuana Street Fight for the women's title. It was fine. There was nothing wrong with it. There were thumbtacks, tables, chairs. Thunder's dad was there. I mean, it doesn't matter, but man, for Thunder Rosa, the babyface with her father in the front row, who I believe has health issues, the finish was some dirt from a cemetery in Tijuana that her father had brought to the show, gets thrown into Thunder's eyes, leading to her getting pinned. I'm not sure I would have done that finish, but it doesn't matter. Mariah May won. They're leading towards Mariah May and Thunder Rosa. MJF, Adam Cole for the ring. MJF retained the ring. I was wrong. I thought Adam Cole was going to win. He did not. He attempted to use the ring like an idiot. He got kicked in the jimmy. He got hit with the Heat Seeker. He got pinned. And then afterwards, as Max was going to beat him up, Roderick Strong, Kyle O'Reilly, and the Kingdom all ended up hitting the ring. They save Adam Cole. They hold MJF. Adam Cole puts on the ring and punches out MJF and gets booed. It's time we wrap this one up. It's time we move on. Hobbs and Takeshita international title. This was a match where nobody believed that Hobbs could win, and they weren't wrong. However, they had a very, very good match. Pardon me. They had a very, very good match, and they did do the one spot near the end where Takeshita is running wild with big spots. He hits a gigantic superplex. He hits a gigantic top rope senton. He rushes across the ring, and Hobbs grabs this dude, and he gives him the biggest spinebuster you ever saw. And the place goes nuts, and they count it along, and they bought it as a finish, which I could not believe, but they did. And ultimately, Takeshita beat him with a raging fire, but this way over-delivered, I would say. Mercedes and Statlander was an excellent match. Mercedes retained the title with a mousetrap-style cradle and a leg hook. Very, very good. And we'll see where she goes next, but I thought this match was excellent. Then we had the finals of the Continental Classic, Ospreay and Okada. Like I said, one of the best matches in AEW history. It was the Tokyo Dome Okada for the first time in AEW. Will was fantastic. Great babyface, bleeding all over the place. They had some cross-up spots in the last few minutes that were just unbelievable. Places on their feet. They're going crazy. They're screaming. And then finally, Okada counters a Stormbreaker, hits a Rainmaker, gets the pin. Awesome. And so the big angle afterwards, I'm getting over an illness. Hi.
I'll look at him.
So, yeah, afterwards they did an angle where Daniels comes out and he says, I'm no longer an EVP as of today, but this man is. Out comes Kenny Omega, gets a gigantic ovation. And he hands the belt to Okada. They have a stare down. And in the background on the big screen, we see a graphic for All In. So, I did that with my foot. So, anyway, if you're on the fence about All In, but you want to see the first ever Okada Omega match in AEW, they're basically telling you, buy your tickets now. So that was the semi-main, which arguably could have been the main. But the thing with the main event, it was Jon Moxley, Orange Cassidy, Hangman Page, Jay White, AEW title. Jon Moxley retained. It was a good match. It was a very good main event. But it wasn't a blow-away match or anything like that. And the story was that, you'll never guess, these three babyfaces couldn't get their stuff together. And Moxley beat them. But afterwards, they did the big angle where Death Riders are going after the baby faces. FTR's music hits. Adam Copeland returns. They have this giant brawl. And Christian's up there with his contract and the whole shebang. And essentially the reason that they ended the show with this, I mean, there's two reasons for it.
There he goes. Oh, my God.
No. Oh. The reason they ended with this, and I'm going to let Mike talk.
Get that and get a drink. Fix. Oh, my God.
No. So they ended with this because, listen.
Humidifier.
I do need one. Omega Okada is a match for 6 months down the road, okay? Like, it's 6 months down the road. The angle they did at the end of this show is for a match in 2 days. So I think they figured that, A, it's the world title match. It should go on last. And B, we're shooting an angle for 2 days from now. And so that's how we're going to close out the show. Get people watching the Dynamite show. Get people, you know, looking forward to what's next immediately as opposed to what's next in 6 months. So that's why they chose that. But overall, I thought it was a great show. You know, great matches, some good angles, no title changes, including the Continental title. Got some things set up for the near term, got some things set up for the long term. I liked it. What did you think?
I liked it a lot, and I liked the fact that it was only 8 matches. I like them taking that approach. I understand wanting to have a longer overpacked show because somebody's spending $50. I get that. You could do that.
Not only that, Mike, it was a half hour shorter than usual.
Yeah, and that's, to me, you're going to have shows now every month. And if you want to do that for All In, fine, but there's no need to do it. And WWE's had a successful formula with about 5 matches on their PLEs, except for the bigger shows. Same thing when it comes to AEW here. You don't need to have 15 matches on a show just because they're going to be bangers. Give things time to breathe. Have time for your video packages. Have time to add in live interviews and angles and things like that. So I thought that was good. And I like the fact that they ended with that match. To me, there was no other choice to me. It's the world title. It's the Death Riders. And regardless of what anybody thinks about it, it's supposed to be the biggest thing in the company because it involves the company, as everybody involved keeps talking about. It's AEW. So to have that be the close after all of that great wrestling that you had, especially when it came to the Continental Classic matches and the women's match, to me, that was the only choice you could have made.
All right, what do you think, everybody? 425-780-7566. Is that the number here? 425-780-7566. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy 3, get 3 free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy 3, get 3 free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand? Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here. I got some water. Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We were talking about New Year's resolutions during the break. And I think, what were you talking about, Dom? How I always say I'll never, my New Year's resolution is never to drink again?
Yeah, after the Christmas show, every year, whether it's on the air or to me, oh, I'm never doing that again. And you do a good job. You wait until the Christmas show the following year, and then it's a cycle.
That's true. You know, the thing is, it's not actually a New Year's resolution to not drink. It's just, after every Christmas show, I say I'll never drink again. But I didn't have a New Year's resolution. Let me show everybody something. If you're watching on video, let me show you what I've done. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
All right.
Some nice woodwork in there you did, I guess.
Not that.
Oh.
Okay, so I'm not quite there yet today, but I'm not far from it. But look, can everyone see this? 363 days. 363 days. So on January 1st, I will have done 10,000 steps or more every single solitary day this entire year.
Oh.
That includes illnesses. That includes when I tore my meniscus and I still walked the next day very, very slowly to get my 10,000 steps in. Look at this. 2024, 4.7 million total steps, 12,900 average per day, 5 miles average distance every day. And this surprising one to me is my total distance walking in 2024 was 1,764 miles. So that's like from here to, what do you think, Ohio?
Something
right?
Like that. Sure.
Well, here
3,000 miles from Ocean City to Sacramento, California.
Sure. So we're talking 1764. Would that be here to LA? How many miles? Let's find out. This is compelling radio, but it's the end of the year. How many miles Seattle to LA? Let's see. 1,106. So I would have got even further. Okay.
To Tijuana.
Yeah. How about Seattle to Mississippi?
I'll go about 2,200 right there.
2,494.
Hey, close.
Okay, that's too far. So what are we thinking? Iowa?
How about Arkansas? Texarkana? How about that?
Nah.
You're a champion there.
Yeah. Seattle to Iowa. I'm going to see how far I walk.
Dan Gable.
All right. 1,772. Okay, so there you go. Exactly, actually. So and this is actually shocking to me because I took almost 5 million total steps, 10,000 steps a day for an entire year, and I still only would have walked to Ohio. It's like, is our country that large?
Yeah.
I feel like if I walked as much as I walked for an entire year, I should get further than Ohio, but apparently not.
Bad place to stop.
Iowa, not Ohio.
Oh.
Anyway, we got a question here.
I got a couple. Do you get a badge for that? Like, what do you get for that?
Oh, I got a lot of badges here.
Steps.
Yeah, you should see all the badges I got on this.
I mean, because I guess if they gave a black belt out for
it means
exercising,
nothing. But like,
I guess you got it.
I got badges like up the you know what, all over the place. I got streaks. I got daily step badges. I got daily floor, lifetime steps. Lifetime distance, floors, weekend walker, perfect month. I mean, come on, brother. I got them all. But anyway, here's a question.
You know, me too, I think. Hold on. Let me actually go in here and actually see this because I'm not sure.
That you had 10,000 steps all year? I can believe that.
I did. Wait, hold on. Oh, 200. See, I got the
You're at 200 steps today?
No, the badge is for Dunkin' Donuts. It is the I got 200
here. Oh my
here.
God.
That's so there we go for the coffees that I get here. So, there we go. What is that called? Super Sipper 200. Look at that.
I'm so disgusted. All right. This person says, any thoughts on the fact the Continental Classic ended up being completely meaningless? Okada was a champ before. Okada was a champ after. If the tournament was never done, everything would be the same. G1 gives you a title match at the Dome. This tournament gave us nothing. I think that's a little bit...
I think that's harsh.
I think it's a little harsh, yes. So here's the thing, though. Here's what it gave us. It actually gave us, not a month. How long did it give us? 3 weeks?
Something like that, yeah.
We got about 3 weeks of significantly better programming. That's mm-hmm. a positive.
Good matches. The,
there were great matches on the show. I thought that, I argued that Kyle Fletcher should go to the finals. Actually, when the thing first started, I argued he should have won. But I knew it wasn't going to happen. And so he should have at least gone to the finals. But even going all the way to the final four, and actually this is something, like, I don't know if it means anything, but, like, they can argue this. He actually finished with more points than anybody. He finished with more points than Okada. He finished with more points than Will Ospreay. He was the highest point getter in the entire tournament. And I do feel that, I feel that he was over going in. He certainly wasn't any less over coming out. I think he's probably more over coming out because he had so many awesome matches. I think that the Beast Mortos is more over now than he was before the tournament because he had so many great matches and didn't win. I think Mark Briscoe, I think a lot of people, I thought he really had a good showing in the tournament. I agree that, like, and this is one of, and actually, you know what? I was thinking about this. I talked about this on a different show. That's why you should listen to all of my shows. So I was watching Wednesday's Dynamite, okay? This past Wednesday's Dynamite. And this show was awesome. It felt hot. And all of the matches felt meaningful. Why? Because we had done all of the Continental Classic, league matches up to that point. And these were the final matches. They did like four or five matches on the show. And every single match was meaningful. This guy needed to win to go to the finals. This guy needed to win to keep this guy out of the finals. This guy, and like, it was all top stars versus top stars, and every match was meaningful. And you could see, like, the crowd was in all of these matches. They were into the matches way more than usual. They were into the finishes way more than usual. They were into the characters way more than usual. It was like, it was the hottest AEW has felt in a long, long time. And I thought, man, if only they could figure out a way to do this on the regular. Like, not a tournament-style thing all the time.
Oh,
but,
man.
Instead of like, hey, on Monday we're going to announce a match between two stars, for Wednesday. It's like, can we do something? Can we book in such a way where we can, every 3 weeks, or not even every 3 weeks, but like, every show you're building up something for 3 weeks down the road. So when the match finally comes, it feels important, and it's meaningful, and it's between two top stars. So I was just watching this show thinking about that. And I do think that my point here is that the Continental Classic winner should get a shot at the title. And I think one of the problems is, except for rare occasions like pay-per-views and the block finals of the Continental Classic, Tony really doesn't like to have top stars versus top stars. He doesn't like to have to beat people. And I think that that's something that needs to be remedied because, obviously he doesn't want to do Moxley versus Okada. He doesn't want to do it. And so the winner doesn't get a title shot. But really, if the winner of the Continental Classic got the title shot at the next pay-per-view, all of a sudden the tournament is significantly more meaningful. So I would do that. I'd find a way to do it. And what's funny is, whatever you want to say about WWE, I know a lot of people don't like WWE, but one thing that they do all the time is big matches with top stars versus top stars. They're not afraid to do it, and they're also not afraid to beat people. I mean, we just saw Sami Zayn and Drew McIntyre, where literally the story is Sami can never beat Drew, and Drew beat the guy again. Last night in Chicago, on our show, they did CM Punk versus Gunther for the title. And I remember on Observer Radio, Dave was like, I don't know, man. Are they going to change the title? Are they going to beat Punk in Chicago? Like, that was a big match. And I don't know if it's exactly what it did, but like Punk claimed it was a $2 million gate or something like that. But the point is, I mean, they did gigantic business for the show, and they did the match, and Gunther beat CM Punk. Granted, you know, Dominic interfered and he slammed the cage door on his head or whatever, but like, they weren't afraid to beat CM Punk in Chicago in a title match with Gunther. And like, sometimes you just gotta beat people. It's not the end of the world. And I think if he were more open to beating people, we would see a lot more star versus star matches on AEW. And I think that's what we need.
I don't think that's what the problem is. I think the problem is they need to have clearly defined characters and intelligent booking with built-in guardrails, because the Continental Classic provides that. You have to have a certain rigid set of rules to fit things into what the Continental Classic is, and you're able to do that. I think the biggest problem with the tournament is the lead into it, nobody cares about it. You don't have, unfortunately, with AEW, and it's a multi-pronged issue here. If you don't have guys who are over and you don't have feuds that are going and you don't have clearly defined mid-card, upper mid-card, main eventers, and how guys tie into each other with these stories that you've created, then you're not going to have a Continental Classic that's like a G1. Look at the final four-way that was done on the pre-show pay-per-view that Buddy Matthews won. That should have been Commander. It should have been something where in the weeks leading into the Continental Classic, Mordos wants to make it in. Even though he's probably going to lose a lot of matches, like, figure out a way where guys are trying to fight their way into this thing and to qualify to get in and to be around to get in. And I think all of that other stuff that they need to do on a week-by-week basis, that would make the Continental Classic better, because, again, people need to care about it. And I know people don't like tournaments. Some people don't like tournaments at all, especially this style of round-robin tournament. I don't think that's as much of an issue as how this thing fits in with all of their other storylines they have going and all of the other, again, the characters they have and how they fit into it. It's just too jagged. Now, they did a good job during this one. We have Darby Allin asking Will Ospreay to join him. We've seen some good storyline work done in this, but I think a lot more of it needs to be done around it in the build into this thing. Because that's their biggest problem. Is what really, because everything that you said comes down to, if I want there to be better booking in these matches and better feuds, because the Continental Classic, you saw a little glimpse on how good AEW could be, but it's all of the other stuff.
Well, I mean, obviously part of it would be the booking, but like, you can be the best booker.
But a lot of it's the booking, Brian.
Hold on. You can be the best booker in the world, and if you do a great storyline that involves Anna Jay, it's like, nothing against Anna Jay, but like, it's got to be great booking building up main event stars against each other.
But the whole thing.
That's the thing.
But yeah, they need stars. I mean, that's been said.
Main eventers facing off.
Yes, they do. But the whole thing is, you need layers in a tournament like this where it's not just main eventers. But yeah, you need stars for every day of the week, not just for the Continental Classic. Like, they need stars, period.
I would actually argue they needed more stars in the Continental Classic, even though I love Mortos. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Oh. Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live.
More stars.
Come they need on. More stars. Everyone needs more stars. Bro, there is no pro wrestling without stars, dude.
You're right. No kidding. And I'm not going to argue on that, and you can't argue with me about that. But one thing I can tell you is, let's say they put more stars that they have right now into this tournament. They put Lashley in it. They put Moxley in it. The whole thing is, unless you have the stories already built in, months before this thing, then you can't use the Continental Classic to then further other storylines coming out of it leading into World's End, which is what they need that to do. It's a great idea. I like it because I like tournaments and I don't mind the round robin style, but it really comes down to the booking and the building of talent and getting them over and getting specific people over and having some booking dexterity before this thing, if you really want the Continental Classic to be what the G1, when it's at its best, is every year.
Hey, listen, all I know is that the final show with all of the stars and all of the big matches on frickin' Christmas night did 574,000 viewers in a .18. There's absolutely no reason it should have done that well. And even more astonishing is the NXT number the night before, 723,000 and a .14. Although that .14 isn't that impressive. Bunch of old people. But that's an astonishing Christmas Eve number. So guess all these wrestling fans just said, screw Christmas this year. Can we blame them?
Grinches. My God.
Hey, we're out of time. Hey, I'm up in about an hour with Tom. Filthy Tom Lawler, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern for subscribers. You can listen to us at WrestlingObserver.com, Apple, Spotify, YouTube. Just type in any of those words after F4WOnline.com and check us out. So Tom and I up in an hour. We'll see you then. Wrestling Observer Live.